Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the conversation, part of the solution, really, if you want to get down to brass tacks. You know, some of you, I get the emails after the show, well, the next day, that's cool, it's all good. And some of the questions that you ask, some of you are newer listeners. The old listeners already know my personality. I don't do anything. There's nothing that I do on the show for gratuitous reasons. I don't use, you know, nasty language or terms that are somewhat offensive just to get a rise out of you. It's just not the way I operate. And if you've been listening to the show for any length of time, you know that's a true statement. But I found in today's society, look around you. Now, I'm not suggesting that I should bring myself down to somebody's level. But in today's society, I mean, I've seen young parents with their kids running around the table at a restaurant or wherever they're at, they're using the MF term around their kids. And it's not like, oh, no, they're using it like it's regular conversation. Now, if you don't see there's nothing, if you don't think there's anything wrong with that, and you're around, you know, that's between you and your kids and your God or no God or whatever it is. But this is where, like, you talk about decorum being out the window. You talk about, and you same libs who do this kind of thing, you're upset at the way President Trump talks to people, and yet you're using words, vulgar words, telling vulgar stories around your 6 and 7 and 8 year old, and then what happens is when they use the same word at school, you get upset at them. That is the height of hypocrisy. And it happens on a regular basis, and I get the biggest, I really get the biggest kick out of it. Because those are the same people. It's like the ones, you got kids, I don't know, 11, 12, 13 years old at home. And you're trying to teach them not to lie. And you've really been beating up the fact that, hey, you shouldn't lie, there's no reason to lie, there's never a reason to lie. And then, I don't know, your ex-wife calls, your ex-husband calls, your ex-boyfriend, whatever, calls. And you, what do you do? Come on, you already know the answer, right? You go, hey, tell him I'm not here. While you're standing right there telling your son or daughter to tell them you're not there, what do you tell them to do? Lie. I'm not going to judge you. That's your deal. But you can't keep feeding into this stuff. You can't come off as holier than thou, to put it simply. And then do stuff like that. Expect your kids not to notice. Not to start figuring out or feeling that what you're saying, what you're doing, what you're talking about is all a lie anyhow. You know, Xander Gibb joins us after the break. You guys already know this. And I love having Xander on because it makes some of my hardcore right-wing people nuts. Because, you know, he's an openly gay talk show host, right? And actually, by the way, he wanted me to make sure you know. Go check out his website, xandergibb.com, because he's going to 5 days a week. He's out of his mind, but he's going to 5 days a week anyhow. Yes, I'm out of my mind, too. But I have him on the show. I have others on the show that some of you find distasteful. The one, the recent one that seemed to hit a nerve, some of you old timers, you've been around for a while, you know, Zoe, who's on with me on Thursday nights, he's got the Zopian Dem and you know, that kind of thing. He also does the anti-fuddy-duddy Bible study. He, we've been accused now twice of just taking the Lord's name in vain and not really being, you know, doing what, being respectful to the Lord. And I've got to feel, I mean, love you guys, but really, I mean, are you one of those people who still prays in the King's Old English because it's the closest to Christ? It's what he wrote. Well, I got news to you. Christ didn't write the Bible. Okay, let's start off there. Number two is that he didn't speak Old English. If you really want to get down to brass tacks, you want to go back to the Greek, the Hebrew, Chaldee, the Latin of the day. So if you're trying to be an originalist when it comes to the word, you better do a little homework first before you start pointing your finger at a guy like me or Zoe or anybody like that. Because I do believe that God has a sense of humor. He tells us that laughter, right, does our heart good, that laughter helps in healing. And I would never, I mean, unless you're thinking I am, I would never make fun of Jesus. I would never, I make fun of the apostles all the time. Because, I mean, I think they were borderline buffoons sometimes. They're sitting there watching him raise people from the dead, healing people, feeding 5,000, and they still can't believe what he's doing. Well, what do they think? They were on LSD? They think they were taking hits of acid during the day and these things weren't real? I just think it's hilarious. All right, so some of you that are extremely excited, I wish I got this earlier and I got to the mic earlier today. But I had friends sending me emails going, oh my God, can you see what Trump did? He's going to force the states to open the churches. I figure that most of you are smarter than this. He can't do that. You scream that people don't follow the Constitution. You scream that people don't. He can't do that. All right? He can remove obstacles. He can get out of the way. There's certain things he can do. And then what he can do is sick the DOJ on them, which is exactly what happened today. The DOJ is going to jump in and challenge these states that don't open their churches up. Hey, Joe Messina, your host. Xander Gibb joins us after the break. Don't go far. God bless. Really, seriously, come on back. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Welcome, swingers. Pull up a groove and get fabulous.
I can't watch this because it's creepy and wrong and sick. However, I will watch out of curiosity.
The real side. Now, Joe Messina.
This shit that ice cold, Michelle fights for that white gold. This one for them hood.
We are back. Yes, you're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. I mean that sincerely. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us again on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. You know, I love when he's on with us. And, you know, I wish he lived closer because I'd have him in studio just so we would have a really good time. And besides, where he's at right now, can't get any decent pizza. So I'd have homemade pizza here just for him. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host. Let's get at it. Xander Gibb joins me as he does every week. I always appreciate his time with us. All right, we're going to get a, well, we're not going to get a party started. I like to say that because then I feel young again, you know what I'm saying? But anyhow, before the weekend, love having Xander Gibb joins me as he does every Friday to kind of kick things off, you know, talk about what we're going to, but I guess over there in across the pond there, you're having some chilling weather, are you? I mean, it is coming up on June here.
Yeah, 70 degrees today. I mean, and 88 not yesterday, the day before. So I'm really not complaining. The only thing missing is, you know, air conditioner and the smell of garbage in the street. You know, it'd be just like home.
You mean it smelled like Cuomo? I'm sorry, no, I didn't mean that. Or
yeah, for yeah. Sure. Yeah.
Hey, you know your little hometown there. You heard what de Blasio's doing. I mean, and again, I'm going to say it, going to get in trouble again for it. I have no sympathy for the New Yorkers. I'm sorry. I know you live there and you love the city and all of that. But you know, you brought in de Blasio twice, and now you're trying to figure out why he's having the police, you know, pretty much pull people out of synagogues. And would he do that to the Muslim community? I wonder.
No, and absolutely isn't, because apparently, you know, synagogues, Freudian slip there, mosques have been allowed to operate as usual. But the promising thing about all of this is that, you know, this pandemic is affecting everybody, you know, Democrats and conservatives alike. So even Democrats are sick of it now, and even Democrats are saying we're not going to vote for this again. So I have a sneaky suspicion that this might come back to bite Di Blasio on, you know, or should I say Wilhelmio, because that's not even his name. You know, Warren Wilhelm is his name.
Is it really?
His name is Warren Wilhelm.
Oh, my God. What is it with these people? What is it? Is he ashamed of being, what was that? That's a German name, right? I think.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know why he calls himself Bill de Blasio? Because his dad was mean to him. Well, my mom has been mean to me all my life, but I'm not changing my name.
Holy
Wilhelm.
His dad. See, he is definitely one of those snowflakes. You know what I'm saying? I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
This is so ridiculous, these people.
Yeah.
You know?
He was born Warren Wilhelm Jr., and he worked for the Quixote Center, which strongly supported the Marxist-Leninist ruling government of Nicaragua, the Sandinista National Liberation Front. Warren, better known as Bill de Blasio, is the current mayor of New York City. He's also announcing that he's running for president. God help America is all I can say, you know?
Oh, God.
But my fellow New Yorkers, I really do feel for you now, because this man is using the NYPD as his own private army. Now, you know, I have a brother-in-law who's a cop in NYC, and the thing that concerns me the most is that they don't want to be running around after de Blasio. They don't even respect him. You know, they're interested in upholding law and order, and I don't mean the TV show. So they don't want to be running around worrying about who's breaking the lockdown, because that's not their job.
No. No, you're exactly right. No, you're right on. And again, trying to tell people are amazing to me from the standpoint of they don't pay attention. And then when the crap starts hitting the fan, and I know you get this because I get it. And it's like, how did this happen? How was he allowed to get away with this? And I always say, because you voted for him. There's no other reason. You voted for him. That's how this happens. Oh, they irritate the crap out of me.
So people, listen, you know, learn from this, because I'm going to remind you of this when voting time comes around in a nice NYC, because you'll make the same mistake again. And Uncle Xander and Uncle Joe are here to remind you of what you should not be doing.
It won't stop them, Xander. I'm telling you, I don't know what it is about people. They will complain and moan and groan. Are they so afraid of Republicans? I mean, is that where we've come to? They're so afraid of Republicans that under no circumstances will they vote for them? You know what I'm saying?
I think that is a part of it. But remember, these people are brainwashed. I was brainwashed. You know what? I went to the Gina Loudon Deprogramming Center. But you know, seriously. There is an element of brainwashing, and if you feel that this is your only option, you will you will break from this reluctantly.
Yeah. Yeah, it is, for me anyway, it's quite irritating. It's interesting, but it's quite irritating because, again, if people would just pay attention, they wouldn't get in these situations. They wouldn't have these problems to speak of. But I don't know.
No.
I don't know. You can tell I'm frustrated because, look, you got Cuomo. We've got Newsom out here. Even his own people. Right? Newsom's own people can't stand him out here.
No. Well, I mean, that's happening in New York, too, because it wasn't just Republican families who had their relatives, you know, that were surrounded by people with COVID-19 in nursing homes and ended up dead. So you know, it's Democrats and Republicans that are affected, you know, by this. So these governors that have done this, that have put people with COVID-19 in nursing homes, and residents have died as a result, as far as I'm concerned, they have blood on their hands. But Joe, it's the blue state. If you think about this, the violations and the extraordinary measures that are being put into place are only in the blue states. There are no Republican governors doing this. You know, right. You don't see Rick doing this. So what's the story? It's a power grab.
Yep. Yeah, well, I love, again, when you look at all the governors, who's doing what, who's getting ahead, who's actually making things happen for their constituency, if you would. You look at what's going on in Florida, in Texas, in other states where they didn't do a gazillion percent lockdown, where they didn't stop people from being able to go out and about and get things done and businesses to reopen or get reopened, however you want to say it. You know, my bottom line with this, we're not stupid people. I mean, yeah, there's a lot of stupid people among us, don't get me wrong, but we're not stupid people, right? We'll be back in a minute with Xander Gibb, and he's got a lot more to say about what's going on with COVID and in England right after this. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Joe Biden declared he shouldn't have been so cavalier after he told a prominent black radio host on The Breakfast Club the following.
You got more questions, but I tell you, if you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, and you ain't black.
The presumptive Democratic presidential nominee quickly moved to address the fallout from his remark, which was interpreted by many presuming black Americans would automatically vote for him. Biden said he would never take the African-American community for granted. South Carolina Senator Tim Scott, the Senate's sole black Republican, said he was shocked and surprised by Biden's remarks.
That is the most arrogant, condescending comment I've heard in a very long time, and that's saying something. If you think about the numbers, 1.3 million African-Americans voted for Trump. He's saying to 1.3 million African-Americans that you're not black? Who in the heck does he think he is?
This is USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Never mind, dear. Chin up.
That's right, both of them. Yeah.
When they work, it works out so well. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Xander Gibb is with us. But listen, seriously, you know, check out his website, XanderGibb.com. XanderGibb.com. He's got a lot going on there as well. We're back at it again with Xander Gibb. I love having him on. And I really do. I love having him help us kick off the weekend, get rolling, kind of reground us, because the week's been pretty crazy. The week's been pretty crazy around here. Xander, thanks for having me.
Thanks for having me. I was just wondering, too, would you like me to sing the Chinese national anthem just
no,
YouTube
please,
happy?
Please
or?
Don't. God, don't. Oh, yeah, I know. It is just amazing. If you don't, I don't want to go down that road because we were going to talk about COVID. I'll do this thing afterward. But how are you dealing, not you, Xander, but the generic Brits, how are they dealing with COVID there in England?
I think it's a sliding scale. Some people are petrified and won't go out of the house and, you know, careful as to where and how they breathe. But I think the majority of people are so tired of it now and are seeing through the fictitious level of response, because they keep talking about the scientific response to this, but they won't even tell you what the science is, because frankly they don't know. I mean, this so-called virus acts like no other virus in history. You know, usually, like let's take the flu virus for example. Anyone can get the flu. You, me, you know, we've said this before, but this virus is pretty unique. Personally, I think it's because it's man-made and was experimental, but you know, that's a topic for a different show. But now they're saying, you know, it can't live on surfaces very long. You know, they're saying, oh, it's affected by ultraviolet light. But I wonder which, you know, bad orange man said that a few weeks ago and was poo-pooed for saying it.
They have selective
also,
recalls,
now saying, yeah, exactly. And they're also saying now about, you know, you know, using agents to bleach the virus in the body. I wonder which other big orange bad man said that a few weeks ago, too. But the thing that I love is, you know, and I'm not somebody that says that every single word that comes out of Donald Trump's mouth is right, correct, and appropriate. But the majority of what he says that they do poo-poo comes back as being correct.
You know,
they said he was imagining the fact that he was, you know, spied upon by Barack Obama. It's all come to the fore now. So, you know, maybe let's just cut out the middleman and stop wasting time and actually give Donald Trump the credence that he deserves.
Oh, now please. You're just talking crazy.
Yeah, I know.
You better check your meds. They're going to come get you, yeah. You know, seriously.
Sorry, not sharing them.
Oh, God. You know the world's upside down when you have, what's her name? Lori Loughlin, right? Her and her husband are sentenced to prison for cooking, I don't know, how do you want to call it? Cooking the books, playing the game, paying somebody off to get their kids into college, right? Which is wrong. It gives them the leg up. All right, I'll go with that. But, we're letting rapists, child rapists out of prison, okay? Because we don't want them to catch the virus, but we're going to put her in jail. I mean, and I'm not a fan of hers. Whatever.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah.
But this is how the left operates. They want us to believe that they believe that they're smarter than us. They're more sane than we are. They have much more logic than we do. And they're doing all this other stuff. And I'm going, what, really? You people are sick. You are physically sick. Don't you agree?
Yeah.
Mentally.
Yeah, absolutely. No. And you know, to go back to what you were saying, you know, I mean, you know, even though that actress whose name escapes me is, you know, who played Becky, is, you know, liberal. I don't want her to go to jail and be subject to these things when they're letting people out. But what did spring to mind for me, Joe, is so when this child sex offender that they let out because they don't want him to get COVID-19 reoffends, who's responsible for that?
Oh, they aren't. They are not, because they have no way of knowing that they'll reoffend. That's number one, right? And then
Please. They're
never wrong. Ask them. They'll tell you.
Well, I'm not a criminologist, but as far as I'm aware, sex offenders are amongst the highest group of recidivists. So even just from that perspective...
Yep.
You know, it's inarguable, really, that the potential is quite high.
I'm with you. I sit here and listen to this stuff. It makes me nuts that nobody on the left is willing to speak up and say, okay, look, there is something off here. And, well, speaking of off, Grandpa Joe, Uncle Joe did it again, didn't he? Right? If you're going to vote
Joe
for
who?
Trump, you ain't black. That guy.
Yeah.
That Joe. Right? Can't even go to 7-Eleven nowadays without hearing the guy behind the counter got a foreign accent. Like, oh my God. You and I couldn't get away with that. They'd crucify us.
But never, regardless of that, what if Donald Trump said it, he'd have a noose around his neck today. Pun intended.
Yeah.
It's like, it really is. It really is the epitome of racism, and nobody. But it's okay because he's an old white guy. He can say it, and I think that's terrible. Really, so he's saying if you're a black person and you don't vote for him, you're not black. You ain't black enough. That's what he's saying.
Wow. Well, which means, I mean, think about what he's saying behind the scenes, though. I mean, he's basically saying that black people have to vote for Democrats because Democrats are the only ones that care about them, and Democrats are the only ones going to be able to... You know what it is? They're afraid that they're no longer oppressed, if you would, okay? That black people are doing much better under Trump, that their unemployment rates are being wiped out under Trump, and they've... These people that have been for them since the days of LBJ, if you would, all of a sudden they're doing better under a Republican president. How does that work?
Well, I don't know, but, you know, Democrats always want to promise that they're going to do better for you. you know, for you to vote for them when there's an election coming up. But where is the evidence of this when they're actually in power?
Oh, there isn't any. Absolutely none. That's why, look at, I'm not trying to be mean, but I don't have sympathy for the people who voted in the mayor of Chicago. Right? For the people who
no.
voted in de Blasio, who voted in Cuomo, who voted in Newsom. And I've got enough brains and a few bucks set aside to throw everything in a truck, yeah, and get the heck out of California. I have no sympathy. I wouldn't have sympathy for me if I was looking in from the outside. Like, Messina, get out of there. But they keep bringing them in. I don't know. I don't know if it's an IQ thing. I don't know if it's a fear thing. I don't know what it is.
I would just want to know how the mayor of Chicago won the swimsuit section of the competition, because she ain't a looker, is she? Am I allowed to say that? Sorry.
God, send your hate mail to Xander@Xander .com.
Yeah.
Anyway, and for her, talk about arresting people. How about you arrest the people that are killing each other in the streets? How about you arrest those people that are carrying... You know, it's funny. You know, they do these investigative reporters where they send a reporter into the inner city and they talk to these guys. The cops and the crooks both in Chicago say the same thing. We can't keep them in jail. They come in, they get booked, you know, for having a gun or shooting at somebody, and they're out within hours. And that's just the policy of the city. But you're going to arrest somebody for not having a mask on. These people are sick.
Well,
I'm going to say it again. They're sick people.
Don't come here with that common sense stuff, Joe. It's not working.
I know. It's just amazing to me. And it's not going to stop. And I believe it's because of our education system. I know the teachers love when I say that in my area. But, you know, we've got a pretty good education system here. And there are pockets all over the country. We got some great teachers, great districts. But for the most part, you know, these kids don't even know that there are three branches of government and what they do. And speaking of which, we're going to take a break so you guys can reset your brain. We'll be back in a few minutes. Xander Gibbs not going anywhere. I guarantee it. No, seriously. You know, and they do. I do blame it on our education system. For decades, we've not taught our kids really the truth about history. We've not taught them the truth about government, how it was formed, what it took to no. What we've taught them is that our founding fathers were all white slave owners that were, I don't know, into white supremacy or something. That's all we can pull out of all our history, because the history teachers, we allowed them to, the majority of them, to be left-leaning socialists. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure. Xander joins us after the break. Don't go far.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That is why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients. Employing Americans. Log on now at 2020safe.net and order your liter bottle and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free. By using code GCN at checkout, 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. Remember to enter GCN at checkout and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever. We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove, but I can't see the stove.
We are back. I'm back. I don't know about you guys. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Really appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being, you know, part of the conversation, part of the solution. If you're part of the conversation, you could possibly be part of the solution. But if you're not, you're just stubborn and you're dictating, you are part of the problem. Guess who joins us? I'll give you 12 guesses. Your first 14 don't count. We're back at it again. Xander Gibb joins me as he does every Friday. And love kicking off the weekend, if you would, to get ready to go with this. And Xander, thanks for being with me. Appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me, Joe. The pleasure is all yours.
Yeah, of course it is. That's from his stand-up days, people. And it's as old, that joke's as old as, well, as old as I am, really. Because he's
not that old.
I think you're 29, right? Or something like that?
No, I'm 35.
35. I'm sorry, I forgot. Ish. I like that. Yeah. You should be from California, because everything here in California is ish, you know?
Yeah. My grandmother, when we used to ask her age when we were children, she'd say that I'm the same age as my tongue, but a little bit older than my teeth. And we never really worked that out. So, you know. But she was from Yorkshire, so.
I love British humor. You know? I'm really sick.
Yeah,
I'm a sick guy. I long before, I love British humor. And the other thing that I love is the Korean shopping channel. Okay? And Tammy will tell you.
What?
There is a Korean shopping channel, and, you know, under it, I think the banners that go under it are probably in Chinese and Japanese and all that stuff there. But there's a Korean shopping channel, and they always have these pretty girls on there and a guy that's, you know, well-groomed. And, you know, they talk, you think Italians talk fast. They talk a million miles an hour, right? Can't understand a word they're saying, but they look so happy. It doesn't. They can be popping live squid in their mouth, and they look so happy. I want to buy a pound of it. I want to buy everything they're selling, because they're just so happy. So I told Tammy when I said, "Look at these people. There isn't anything selling you shouldn't buy, because if they're that happy eating whatever that thing is, we should buy some." Anyway,
what have you bought from there, Joe? That's what I want to know.
Well, nothing, because I don't know how to convert the yen to dollars. It doesn't work out well for me, so.
But I seriously
do everything that they sell, everything that they're better than the pitchmen here. They don't make you feel stupid. Let me put it that way. You know, the pitchmen here, they always make you feel dumb. Do you like paying for three times the gas bill that you have with the dryer you're using now? Yes, I'm a moron. I like to pay five times.
I love it. Love it.
I mean, seriously.
What's the Italian shopping channel like? You buy it or we come break your leg?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you're gonna order from Louis and Guido's used appliance store from now on, okay? It's really that simple.
Cousin Vinny's appliances.
Come on down. Have we got a deal for you? Let me tell you.
Yeah.
Come
on down, we break your legs.
You're doing your stand up again, right?
No.
It's like the one guy says, yeah, come on down to downtown New York. We have new restaurants called Casa Umama. You don't have any, we don't have menus. Leroy's going to tell you what you're going to eat. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You get what you're given.
That's right. Oh, God. All right. Let's stop that. So Biden apparently being locked in the basement too long doesn't know that, you know, black people have won their freedom and can vote for anybody they want to. So he didn't get the Civil War memo, I guess, apparently. I don't know.
I'm sure that was a very poor choice of words from a person who's dementing, and I'm being nice saying that. But when are they going to stop trotting him out, Joe? Because the concern for me is that they won't stop doing this, and he can't handle it, clearly.
No, when the pressure's on, you can just see it in his face. You can see it in his responses. You know, I love this stuff. When I'm listening and paying attention to what they're doing, it's just amazing to me. And how the left so hate Donald Trump that here's a man, and you and I have sympathy for him. We've not said otherwise. We have sympathy for this man. And but how his wife, his kids, and the press on the left is moving along like he's as sharp as a tack. They're not calling out anything
Absolutely.
He's doing. Doesn't that scare
you? Joe, yeah, it does. And, you know, Joe, with respect, you know, I know your dad is still with us, and, you know, your dad is an older gentleman. But if a political party were doing that, wouldn't you be the first one to step in and say, you're not doing that to my dad?
No, exactly.
That's enough now.
You're exactly right. Yep. Yeah, I don't know. I don't get it. And now the other thing is anything they do to him, is a pro, like the Senate has agreed now to look into the Hunter Biden issue. So apparently that's a direct attack on Joe Biden because they're looking into Hunter Biden. So I guess your family, so you and I need to run on, I'm going to run for president perpetually because if you're running for president, apparently they can't come after you or your family, right?
Oh, please. Did somebody forget to send out the memo when Donald Trump was running? I mean,
I'm sitting here scratching my head and I'm thinking, look at what they did. And God bless Attorney General Barr. I mean, seriously. I mean, the man's got cojones like a lion. He comes out the other day. He a short speech, but he comes out gives a speech nonetheless. And he's saying, hey, what the Department of Justice did to Donald Trump when he was running for president in his first few years, it was abhorrent. It was, and he just ripped up the Department of Justice for what they were allowed to get away with for those years. And, you know, I believe he's going to turn it around. I believe that Barr, I know he's not moving fast enough for some people, but I believe that, you know, you don't dig out of this trench, this hole overnight. You know what I mean?
No, but in the interim, I do see your point. I will agree with you that he's got cojones when he starts, you know, issuing warrants and arresting people and not giving people like Barack Obama who have, you know, disposable incomes to be able to flee the country. Because if Barack Obama leaves America unprosecuted with his husband, I mean his wife, there's a worry as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you. I go back to looking at how things have been done in the past with certain issues, and they've got to line it up because you can't give these people an out, right? I mean, when he gets in front of a jury, when he has things going, when Barr has things going on, he cannot make room for them to be able to wiggle out of. I mean, look at what's going on right now. With the Flynn case, right? And they're just beaten up. This judge is way out of line, and now Barr's actually stepped in, and he's asking for the judge to be replaced.
Your business called competitors to see if they could beat our value. If you own a business, you'll want to...
Yeah, that's what I get for refreshing a frozen page. Sorry.
I thought we had another guest then, Joe.
Yeah, there you go. Well, I was playing the guitar. I'm going to serenade you there for a second. Hold on. All right,
yeah,
let's get back.
Don't worry about that.
So, when I know some people are frustrated with Barr, but I'm loving the fact that now he's stepping into the Flynn case and he's saying, no more, not going to happen. We've got to replace this judge. And we'll see what happens with it. I hope he can pull it off. I don't know if he has the authority to actually replace the judge, but I hope he does. I hope he makes enough noise and the judge steps away from it.
I mean, talking about authority to replace, you know, isn't it time, you know, the big boss at the FBI, isn't it time he was gone, you know, because all of this, you know, happened under his watch. Isn't it time that the politicized elements of the FBI were removed?
Oh, yeah.
You know?
No question.
Because to me, ultimately, while this can happen in the United States, this is not America.
Yep. No, I'm with you. I am with you on all this, and these guys should have been replaced or slash should be replaced. I find it interesting, though, that the head of the IRS, he has kind of gone back in, I won't say hiding, but he's gone back into the background and kind of doing his job. And so he must have been pressured. I don't know if this is true, but he must have been pressured by the Obama administration to go after these conservatives because right now he's not. You know what I'm saying? I mean, right now it seems to be more even-handed, if you would, even though I just came out of a massive IRS situation, and we came out on top, you know, thank God for that. And but there was a lot of pressure being put on, and a lot of conservatives were really getting beaten on with this. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, including me.
Yep. Oh, you're over there. I'd say, come get me. I'm just kidding.
Well, no, at the time, yeah. when they were investigating, during Obama's misadministration, when they were investigating conservative talk show hosts, the IRS, this is, you know, because it had become politicized. You know, no government office should become so politicized that it's investigating those that disagree. It's an American. And I think we have to stamp this out. But unfortunately, we're not. I know that the president has to pick his battles. But one of the things I will be looking for in his first year of his second term of office is for him to bring these people to task. Because as much as I respect the president, if he can't bring these people to task, then what is the point?
Yeah. No, I you know, he has got to be frustrated again. When you look at his early days. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in the next hour. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side.